This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
I'm Jason Doyle, filling in for Aaron Brillbeck, 706 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Thank you for joining us on Freedom's First News, the Friday edition. It's Happy Friday, y'all.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Thank goodness it's Friday. Happy Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday already?
Thank God it's Friday.
It's casual Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday. Oh, I love Fridays. I love Fridays. And we got a full fun show planned for you today. It's First Responder Friday, and Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johns III will join us. We'll also hear from Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Mazie, and there's a new tourist stop being developed in Edmond. We'll talk about that with Uncommon Ground Sculpture Park Executive Director Melissa Pepper. But first, here's your Freedom's First News headlines. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond wants his lawsuit seeking to stop a proposed aluminum smelter near Inola returned to state court. Drummond says the case is based entirely on Oklahoma law and belongs in Rogers County District Court. The lawsuit seeks to stop development of the proposed Oklahoma primary aluminum smelter. Drummond is also asking a federal judge to block construction while the case is decided. A new Sooner survey shows Republicans with a strong advantage heading into Oklahoma's November elections. On a generic state legislative ballot, 55% of voters chose the Republican candidate compared with 35% for the Democrat. The race is much closer in the Oklahoma City and Tulsa metro areas, where Democrats lead by 1 point. But in the state's 71 other counties, Republicans hold a 66 to 23% advantage. And the State Fair of Oklahoma is rolling out more than 50 new food and drink creations this year. Among the new offerings are mango bourbon pork ribs, birria ramen, a donut smash burger, and deep fried ranch. Those with a sweet tooth can try a pound cake corn dog or cookie dough egg roll. And while the adventurous can wash it down with a pickled Dr. Pepper or hot honey chicken lemonade. The State Fair runs September 17th through the 27th, and that's when you can expect the heat to break and we finally get some rain, because it always rains during the State Fair, doesn't it? Those are your Freedom's First News headlines on this August 21st, 2026, winding down the week and just kind of thinking about the State Fair and these things. To me, it sounds like somebody is putting, like, hey, AI, what kind of food groups can I put together? Out of that list, and producer Dave, you correct me if I'm wrong, out of that list, really the only ones that make sense to me are the mango bourbon pork ribs.
That sounds good.
I can see that. As a pit master, as somebody that knows how to smoke some ribs,
yeah,
that is something that I'd like to try, because I have this recipe that I call the JD Cider Ribs. And so it uses a little Jack Daniels, so there's a bourbon element in it. But I use apple cider instead of the mango as the kind of the spritz while you're smoking the ribs and you're spritzing them. And then I have a certain kind of, you know, poultry little rub that I put on there. But pork homemade pork rub. So I make my own rubs and all that. So, but that sounds okay. I can see that.
The rest of it just screams diabetes.
Maybe the birria ramen, but I'm not.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know if I want wet barbecue.
Yeah.
That's the thing on that.
I want barbecue noodles.
Yeah. Donut smash burger, I don't know. I get it. The donut burgers were a sensation there for a little bit. Yeah. That's just not for me. If it's for you, go ahead. I'm not begrudging anybody. I'm a picky eater, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not, like, standing from some point of, you know, hey, a superiority here. I've got the superiority. No, I don't. I'm a picky eater. I know I'm a picky eater.
See, if AI did create these, AI has no taste buds.
That's true.
There you go. That's why.
You know, but pound cake corn dog?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really want. I want the regular corn dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. My birthday's around the corner, you know, and I'm getting ready to turn 54. Maybe that's it. I'm just becoming that. I don't want to change no more.
Going to get you a cookie dough egg roll for your birthday.
I Yeah, I don't know. That may be okay. Once again, I'm not a cookie dough guy.
Right.
I like my cookies like fully baked.
And I get right there sweet and savory. You're trying to mix those.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely no for me on the pickle Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. And I don't understand this whole pickle sensation that's been going on lately. Have you seen that?
They've been around for thousands of years. They're pickles.
Right, but
it's vinegar and a cucumber.
Well, yeah, and some formaldehyde and some other processes and stuff like that that, you know, makes them do whatever they do.
Yeah.
But I'm not a pickle fan at all, but it seems like there's this big push for pickle flavoring everywhere I've looked over this last 4 or 5 months. I don't know if big pickle industry is out there trying to get their pickle flavoring everywhere. I mean, do we have a surplus of pickle flavoring for some reason?
Maybe.
And that's the reason why it's everywhere?
Vats and vats of pickle flavoring sitting there just going to waste. They need to use it.
Yeah, I guess. But why are you tainting a Dr. Pepper?
Or a Funyun. A pickle Funyun.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was wrong.
Yeah. And hot honey chicken lemonade. Why do you need hot honey chicken in your lemonade?
No.
It's like, I don't get, like, they had macaroni and cheese ice cream 1 year. I don't get that. No. I just don't get the fusions that they're doing with food lately. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, me either.
But
yeah.
But I am looking forward to the state fair this year. I'm going to be intentional this year because the last couple of years I've gone to the fair for work.
Yeah.
There's always been a story or something like that that you got to go do as a journalist, and it's an annual thing, and it's actually fun to cover the state fair for me. I like it because years and years ago, when I was a young radio lad and learning how to do radio and with one of the big giant powerhouses, or used to be powerhouses out there, we had this really cool promotion that we had at the state fair. And it was really cool to be out there. And that's back when the state fair was a lot longer than the 11 days it is today. I mean, they've kind of trimmed it down over the years. And, you know, and the state fair is park. It's now a modern looking park. You know, it doesn't. But I remember always enjoying the monorail. I rode the monorails. You know, back
the
in the
monorail.
As a kid.
They got rid of the monorail.
Yeah, they got rid of the monorail. The static airplane displays.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are gone for the most part. You know, the Space Needle. It doesn't do its up and down
space
thing.
No more.
It doesn't Space Needle anymore.
Huh.
You know, and those are the childhood memories of the state fair. But my parents, it was always, we're going to walk around the buildings first before we go ride the rides and play the games.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's the token you have to play. Now, as my parents age, and I'm like, I like walking around the buildings, and they're like, better than, you know.
In the shade.
Yeah, in the shade, in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Now, I like the regular lemonade. So, my do you have a usual thing if you go to the fair?
Lemonade, funnel cake.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, the cinnamon rolls.
Well, of course.
If you can tolerate standing in the line for the cinnamon rolls. I love those cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. But what I'll usually do is my little state fair addiction is the deep fried Snicker.
Really?
Yes. There is something that right there is my inner fat kid is screaming out going, I want one of those.
That's on a stick, right? So it's diabetes
on
a stick.
No, that's not on the stick. They
Okay.
They'll actually dip it in the batter and then flash fry it and then, you know, and they tong it out instead of using the sticks to do that.
Blood pressure is going up just looking at it.
I'm telling you, it's one of those that you know. But I mean, we've had deep fried butter.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't last year? I think they had like somebody was doing like deep fried wine.
Hmm.
They were like flavoring the wine, or using the wine flavoring for the dough or something like that, and they would deep fry it like that.
Hmm.
I don't know how that would work. I'm not. It's not one of those things where I'm really familiar how that would work.
Right.
So, all right. But yeah, coming up, State Fair, September 17th through the 27th. That's coming up a lot quicker than you think.
Yeah.
I mean, the way this year has been going by, I can't believe it's August already. I mean, I can if you go outside and you're in this heat for any amount of time.
Right.
So be careful out there, too. There's more heat. I mean, we're not escaping this heat anytime soon, so you want to be careful and all that kind of good stuff. If you're out and about, make sure you stay hydrated, all that good stuff. Also, just public service announcement, early voting is underway for the runoff election. Also, remember, everybody can vote in this election. even if you're an independent or a libertarian, you may not have runoff elections, but you do have two-state questions on the ballot. So early voting, go to your county election board or go to OK Portal, the OK Voter Portal, and you can find out where you can vote and all that kind of good stuff. It's 8 to 6 today and 8 to 2 tomorrow, I believe, as where they're going to keep it open for early voting. And then, of course, Tuesday, August 25th is the big thing. We'll hear from Republican gubernatorial candidate, former State Senator Mike Mazey, a little bit later in the show. And we'll also talk about the Uncommon Ground Sculpture Park. But coming up next, our friend, Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson III, comes in to join us for First Responder Friday right here on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. I'm filling in for Aaron. Jason Doyle is my name. And you're listening to Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Friday. We've got a big problem causing delays westbound I-40 near Penn. Watch out, construction issues May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by Friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
You should be on your knees thanking the good Lord above that it's not President Dana Lash, because President Dana Lash would be like, you turn to glass, you're cool, glass. No more taxes anymore. Get any gun you want. If anyone tries to arrest you, I'll arrest them.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
720 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Welcome back to Freedom's First News. I'm filling in for Aaron Brillbeck. My name is Jason Doyle. Thank you so much for joining us on this fun Friday. Yes, we will have First Responder Friday coming up in just a couple of minutes with Oklahoma County Sheriff Tommy Johnson III. But first, I saw this morning, and it caught my attention because I'm a big fan of the Gold Dome. I'm a longtime Oklahoma Citian, or Oklahoman. I come from a small town outside of Oklahoma City, but the Gold Dome was always something that was of a mystique to that. I remember when it was the bank. I went in there with my parents. It was part of the bank way back when. And I celebrated a birthday there when it had different venues, and there was a absinthe bar there called the Prohibition Room. And so one year we were like, hey, let's do my birthday at the Prohibition Room. Great time. It was a good time. So got a lot of fond memories. And, of course, everybody kind of loves the Gold Dome. And it was actually saved because that was where Walgreens originally wanted to locate the pharmacy that's actually across the street. And at that time, Jeff's Country Cafe was in on that corner. And they decided to go ahead and sell and move up further on Klassen. And that's where the Gold Dome got saved by Jeff's Country Cafe deciding to move and allowing Walgreens to take that location where they were at. So hat tip to them and all that. But now it looks like a music venue operator is just one vote away from getting $3 million for redevelopment of the iconic Gold Dome in Oklahoma City, just as it is set for a sheriff's auction on behalf of Chickasaw Community Bank. The bank owned by the Chickasaw Nation filed to foreclose on owner Jonathan Russell in November 2025, alleging he was in default on a 2017 mortgage with $1.2 million owed, including interest. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office declined to comment on the auction. Court records show the default judgment was issued June 4th, and that auction was set on July 27th. Bidforassets.com, which handles sheriff's auctions, shows the property set to be auctioned on September 1st with a minimum bid of $600,000. The auction listing shows the property is appraised at $900,000. Joanna McSpadden, the city's economic development program manager, said she added a proposed $3 million tax increment financing agreement with Dive In Properties at the last minute to the August 18th agenda for the Oklahoma City Economic Development Trust. And so if the assistance is approved by the city council, the money would go into an escrow account once Dive In Properties, led by Michael Brown, closes on buying the Gold Dome and adjoining property at 1112 Northwest 23rd Street. So there's your update. And I hear that all the time. What's the update on the Gold Dome? And I'm not going to ask you for any comment on that one.
On Sheriff. The Gold Dome?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you for a comment.
Well, you know, I will tell you this. When it comes to people understanding the role of sheriff, you think like, hey, you just got to be a lawman and a law dog. And that is a major component of it. But when you look at all the other areas that the sheriff's office is involved with, like when I tell you I have conversations with banks and mortgage companies and all that stuff, because we do the appraisals.
Yeah.
And so I have a team of appraisers that go out and perform these functions. And so
Sheriff, it's good to see you, sir.
It's great to see
you. I've missed you.
Yes, it's been a while.
It's been a while, and it's good to see you. So this all happened to converge and all that. So it's a pleasant surprise that I get to see you this Friday.
Yes, I'll tell you, I'm sorry for my tardiness. I was driving I-44 north. There was like 2-3 different collisions coming up this way.
Uh-huh.
Set me back.
No, I know. I drive I-44 more. I'll tell you something right now. I-44 is so jacked up. And I know part of that's the Belle Isle reconstruction they're doing right there over the Klassen area and stuff like that. And I get it. But my GPS will actually, and I live near I-44 and 29th Street.
Okay.
So my GPS will actually take me I-40 all the way around I-35 to go to I-44 in Kelly. Uh-huh. It is quicker for me to go around to the east side of the city from the west side than it is to take the direct route I-44 into work. That's what construction does.
You know, they say the orange cones are the new state flower.
Hey, it's not the new one. I mean, work on yourself like I-35 just continuously, you know. So, welcome to First Responder Friday, glad to see you and all that kind of stuff. Everything's been going all right? There's a couple things that's been going on in your office since I left the radio.
Well, you know, it's a part of the job. It's a part of the leadership.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you get involved in some of these disagreements. And like I said, it's a part of being in office, but we're going to continue to be professional and how we deal with the public, and always the primary goal, the primary function of the sheriff's office is to keep the community safe. And that's what is on the forefront of our brains.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I do appreciate your service and our friendship and things like that that's developed over that. And so I really, I think you guys do a great job there at Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department, our office, Excuse me. You know, somebody got on to me the other day because I keep on slipping and calling it department instead of office.
Yes.
And they're like, come on, you're a political reporter. You should know the difference. And I'm like, you're right. You're right. I should know the difference. I'm a little careless sometimes, but yeah.
It's so. Okay. It's okay.
So let's, I mean, let's talk a little bit about that. The traffic on I-44.
Listen, I always say anywhere. When I come to this show, there is no topic off the table.
Okay.
That's just how we communicate with our citizenry. We can talk about anything.
All right. Well, so I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I saw the non-vote happen on the 287G.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's something that, and in fact, I actually heard a report recently that we are approaching, I think, 100 law enforcement agencies in Oklahoma, both on the local and state level, have entered into these type of agreements.
Yes, sir.
So, and really, your office is really what the undersheriff said in the presentation was that you guys are really looking just for this database information to be able to make sure somebody who is who they claim to be.
Yes, and so obviously, a part of our job is when people commit crimes, going out, investigating those crimes, following up, obviously identifying who is involved in these particular issues or incidents that take place. And so what ends up happening when we come into an undocumented individual, how else do we confirm who they are, where they're from? And I think it is a misunderstanding of the general public, and they think that all law enforcement has access to these same databases.
And that's not true at all.
And that is not true at all. And so for our deputies now and our investigators, when they want to do something now, we have to, and I've always told people, we have always cooperated with ICE. So now if we run into a situation like that, we have to call an ICE agent. Oftentimes, obviously, they're busy, so they can't get back to us. So we're left in, like, what do you do? Who is this person? You know, where do we go from here? And so for, you know, to expedite the process to make sure we keep the scene safe, because the longer you are out on scenes, the longer you are out in contact with somebody, the higher, you know, the chances raised for use of force or things like that. And so we always like to make sure we stay professional, but we do things in a very time conscious manner. And so having access to these different databases that you only can get access to by entering into the 287G agreement is just a part of it.
Now, on the other side, if you do enter into this agreement, does this mean that ICE can recruit your deputies into doing, you know, raids or anything like that?
So the and I'm glad you brought that up. So the language that is in the MOA is boilerplate language. And, you know, we reached out to ICE and I wanted to modify, you know, our agreement to really put it to what we needed, our function, what we needed it to do to benefit our office. And they said, hey, this is the way it works all across the country. And they use the term boilerplate language because they do not adjust it. It's just, it is what it is. But as an office, you can set the parameters and how you go about it. And so we did. And I put out a document to our community about how, you know, what our intent of this program was and how we were going to utilize it. And, you know, I feel like it was kind of misrepresented in the media. But, you know, all things get an understanding, so that's why I come out and clear things up.
There you go. Well, I hate that our time is so short and all that this time around. If stick around. We'll have a conversation, but we've got Mike Mazey's coming up with an interview we did a little bit earlier in the afternoon tomorrow. So stick around here to Freedom's First News. I am your substitute host, Jason Doyle, and for Aaron Brillback, we'll hear from Senator Mazey coming up next.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. A small charter plane with 8 people on board crashed Thursday in a remote stretch of western Alaska, claiming all 8 lives. The White House announced new sanctions against Cuba as part of the Trump administration's pressure campaign against Havana. Here's Scott Carr.
The latest round of sanctions by the Trump administration are aimed at leaders of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the People, which Secretary of State Marco Rubio claims exploits educational exchange in order, he says, to radicalize subversives.
The Trump administration's plan to crush Iran's economy will likely stop the need for major U.S. military operations against the Islamic Republic. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. A former New Orleans high school teacher is heading to federal prison for trafficking an underage runaway. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Every family has a chair at the kitchen table, a chair at church, a chair beside the grandkids at a ball game. When someone is taken because another person was careless, that chair becomes a reminder of everything lost. Wrongful death cases are not just about paperwork. They're about a life, a routine, a voice, a presence that mattered. At McIntyre Law, we help families seek accountability with compassion, focus, and respect. We know no case can replace the person you love, but it can demand answers, uncover the truth, and help protect the future. If you or your family have suffered an unimaginable loss, call McIntyre Law. Let us help you through that process.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A woman was taken into custody after a barricade situation in southwest Oklahoma City on Thursday. Police report she was armed and experiencing a mental health crisis. A shot was fired before officers arrived, but no one was reported as injured. The department's tactical team responded and resolved the situation peacefully after about an hour. No further details have currently been released. A homelessness initiative in Oklahoma City says it continues to make progress moving people into permanent housing. The Key to Home Partnership recently helped house 55 people from an encampment near Virginia Avenue, with another 20 in the placement process. Organizers say multiple agencies work together to provide housing and support services. City leaders say the effort has helped reduce unsheltered homelessness. Many Oklahoma school districts are adjusting after changes to a federally funded meal program. The state has ended an option that allowed schools to provide a third meal during the school day. Districts that want to continue receiving funding must now offer a qualifying after-school program. Current funding is set to continue through September 30th. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Before Rick Cook owned a business, he worked for $2 an hour at a gas station in Weatherford. That one gas station became ASAP Energy, creating hundreds of Oklahoman jobs. Rick knows how the real economy works, and when something isn't working, he fixes it. Cut waste, lower property taxes, make our communities safer. That's conservative leadership that gets results. On August 25th, vote Rick Cook for State Senate. Authorizing paid for by Friends of Rick Cook 2026.
Freedom
weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and very hot, with the temperature reaching a high of 107 degrees, breaking the record set in 1911. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 105 degrees, surpassing the record set in 1922. On Sunday, anticipate partly sunny skies and hot weather with breezy conditions in the afternoon and a high of 102 degrees. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brilbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
It's 7:36 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Welcome back to Freedom's First News. Aaron Brilbeck taking a couple days off. I'm filling in. Actually, he'll be back on Monday. My name's Jason Doyle. Thank you so much for joining us here. And yesterday, we heard from Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond for his pitch to get the Republican voters to vote for him in the polls. By the way, early voting is underway for the August 25th runoff election. Everybody has something to vote for, by the way. Not just Republicans and Democrats, Libertarians and Independents. You have something to vote for, too. Those are the two state questions that are on there. Do a little bit of homework there and find out where you stand there. But early voting underway, and you can get that information at OK Voter Portal. And figure out where you need to vote and all that if you want to do early voting. Otherwise, make sure you bring your ID August 25th to the polls where you usually vote. So we heard from Drummond yesterday. To be fair, we wanted to also hear from former State Senator Mike Mazie because they're the ones that are facing off each other for the Republican nomination for for governor. And so spoke with him actually yesterday afternoon because scheduling issues and things like that. That's what happens when you're on the campaign trail. And I only have so much time to be able to do this. So he was gracious enough to say, hey, yeah, we can do one in the afternoon. So I got to speak with him yesterday. And this is our interview.
Great to be back, Jason.
Well, I know the campaign trail is long and hard in Oklahoma elections. So how has the trail been treating you lately?
Well, there's 5 days to go. So we've enjoyed every minute of it, but I am kind of looking forward to Tuesday, August 25th. And fortunately, Jason, the more we share my plan with people to create more growth and opportunity for our kids and grandkids all across the state of Oklahoma, the momentum and progress just keeps building and building and building. And we're looking forward to a great day on Tuesday.
Now, one of the things that I get to do, fortunately, as a journalist, is travel all across the state, see some interesting things I've never seen before. I know campaigns do the same thing. So as you've traveled the state, is there a certain town or area that's really caught your imagination that you want to go and return to and find out a little bit more about?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many wonderful parts to Oklahoma, and all four quadrants, you know, have their special features and their noteworthy places to visit. What really stands out, though, when I think about the different parts of Oklahoma, Jason, are how much people share some of the same frustrations. For example, you know, everywhere I've been, seniors, you know, 65 and older, just terrified that they're going to lose their homes because of skyrocketing property taxes. And that's why I came up with a plan to abolish property taxes for seniors and veterans as they deal with the, you know, the post-Biden era of this inflation that's really been a wreck to their household budget.
So as we get closer and closer to the Tuesday runoff, do me a favor and make that pitch. Why should voters vote for a Mazie administration?
Well, a Mazie administration will have a true reform-minded conservative plan that will make Oklahoma a no-income tax state. Like I just said, abolish property taxes for seniors and veterans, launch a massive statewide literacy program so we get our students reading at grade level, and secure the land of Oklahoma for the people of Oklahoma, because there's just this mess still of Chinese money that's involved with land and drugs with the Mexican cartels. But when we tackle all that in a proactive, Trump-like aggressive fashion, we can launch a wave of growth and prosperity for our kids and grandkids.
Now, you did mention a little bit about the reading program, and we know the legislature just passed the program to enhance reading, and we're trying to do better than the Mississippi miracle in getting our attainment numbers back up in our schools. So I'd like to know, how would you like to see that plan rolled out, and what are some of the other plans you might have for education?
I'm very pleased that the legislature passed the Strong Readers Act, which does establish the third grade reading gate for accountability. But I've had a one-on-one meeting, Jason, with the statewide literacy director of Amanda Malone. I'm sorry, the statewide literacy director of Mississippi. Her name is Amanda Malone. And we're missing, according to her, one of the most important elements to their successful model, which took them from 50th to first in the country in reading outcomes. They only have six reading curriculums that their 140 school districts can choose from at their State Department of Education, and they're all phonics-based. My team has found that the Oklahoma State Department of Education has 24 reading curriculums that are still embedded with this balanced literacy reading curriculum disaster. And I will sign an executive order to terminate all that, get it replaced with phonics-based reading. We have to get the curriculum right, of course, or the third grade reading gate is not going to prove to be successful.
And we're speaking with former State Senator Mike Mazie, who is a Republican candidate for governor and looking to secure the nomination this August 25th. Senator Mazie, when it comes to public safety, that's one of those big issues that everybody likes to talk about. Let's talk about what are some of the priorities that the Mazie administration would have.
The current director of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, Nonnie Anderson, says, Jason, that the number one threat to public safety in the state of Oklahoma is this mess of Chinese communist money embedded with the Mexican cartels and this problem that we have with drug trafficking that's interrelated with, of course, all of these marijuana grow farms across the state. And one of the biggest messes in the middle of all this is a land purchase affidavit that was required by the state legislature in a law that they passed in 2023, directing the Attorney General's office to create this form. Well, my opponent in this race was responsible for this form that was supposed to prevent foreign adversaries buying up Oklahoma land, but it ended up having the following phrase in it: I am not a citizen of the United States, but an alien who is or shall become a bona fide resident of the state of Oklahoma. You can check that box on the affidavit created by the Attorney General. And instead of checking the box, I'm a citizen of the United States, still be able to purchase land in the state of Oklahoma. On my first day in office, I will sign an executive order to abolish that foreign land ownership loophole.
And it does seem that that's kind of the key for the illicit side of the medical marijuana industry that we see, is these Chinese nationals coming in and using straw donors and things like that. So we've just got a couple more minutes left. I wanted to let you make the pitch to voters. Why should they vote for Mike Mazie on August 25th?
Well, our economic growth plan, Jason, includes making Oklahoma a no-income tax state, getting 7,500 students off the waiting list of our 29 career techs, and launching an Oklahoma Small Business Capital Program to collaborate with 5,000 businesses to grow 10 jobs each. That's 50,000 good-paying jobs for the people of Oklahoma. And as a true lifelong conservative endorsed by President Trump and dozens of former and current conservative Oklahoma legislators, when we all get to work together around a solid plan, we can launch a wave of new growth and opportunity for the next generation.
Well, Senator Mazie, we got a little bit more time left, just a little bit more left, but I wanted to just wish you well on the campaign trail. I hope you're handling the heat as well as you can, as the rest of us are having to handle it out there. And I just want to say thank you so much for being out there and putting out your plans and letting folks know and giving folks a choice of who they want to be the next governor of the state of Oklahoma.
They can learn more at mikeforok.com, Jason, and we sure would appreciate everybody's vote on Tuesday, August 25th.
All right. Well, you stay safe out there. Thank you so much. And I guess we'll probably bump into each other election night from my day job and all that. We'll see what happens there as things unfold, and wish you all the luck of the world.
Keep promoting freedom.
All right. Once again, that's former State Senator Mike Mazie, and our interview yesterday afternoon about his bid to become the Republican nominee for the governor's race. And coming up next, we're going to speak with Melissa Pepper. She's the executive director of the Uncommon Ground Sculpture Park in Edmond, and she's going to fill us with a little bit of knowledge of what we can expect as that park starts to develop over the next couple of years and becomes a tourist attraction along Route 66 in 2027. That's next here on Freedom's First News. I'm filling in for Aaron Brobeck. My name's Jason Doyle at 747 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our Eye in the Sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Check it out, Freedom Traffic, on this Friday. You got a big problem causing delays westbound I-40 near Penn. Watch out, construction issues May and Northwest Expressway eastbound I-44 at Klassen. Buckle up and drive careful.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Mike Mazie has a problem. When Oklahoma needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazie missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazie missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gittner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazie flip-flopped, sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazie has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazie has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
I'm Andy Robb with your Lowe's weekend weather update. Hot with partial sun on Saturday, high above 100. And on Sunday, partial sunshine remaining hot with highs to wrap up the weekend again above 100. Pros, come see Lowe's newly redesigned flooring showroom and get up to 35% off trusted brands like Style Selection, Stainmaster, and Stainmaster Pet Protect Special Order Carpet. Find more of what you need for the job and save at Lowe's. Valid through 8/26 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El-Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
7:50 at Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. Welcome back to Freedom's First News. Aaron Brobeck taking a day off today. He'll be back on Monday. My name is Jason Doyle, filling in for Aaron. And joining me here in the Freedom Studio, the executive director of the Uncommon Ground Sculpture Park in Edmond, Melissa Pepper. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Appreciate it. And so I know a little bit about the Uncommon Ground Sculpture Park. No, a little bit. Only because I have to. That's kind of been my job. But I feel like I'm woefully undereducated about it, and I'm so glad you came in this morning to help fill in my blanks here on this what appears to be what's going to be the next big thing along Route 66.
That's right. Yes. Well, my favorite thing to do is to share all there is to know about the park. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that here today.
So that's handy being the executive director of the park. That you like to do that. That's a good part of your job.
Yeah. Well, it's a cool thing to be able to brag about the park itself.
Yeah. Well, let's get started. I mean, this is going to be 62 acres, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's right next to Route 66 there in Edmond. So tell me a little bit about paint the picture. What is this park going to do? What is going to say? What can we expect when the ribbon is cut and the public is allowed in?
Well, we are in the process of building Oklahoma's first large-scale sculpture park, but it really is more than that, Jason. It's a place that combines art and nature and play all together. So from a scale standpoint, 62 acres, comparatively, if you think about other parks in the area, like the Myriad Gardens, that's 15 acres. When you think about Scissortail Park, that's 70 acres. So we're just a little bit shy of that. When you think about the Gathering Place in Tulsa, that's 66 acres. So we're a different type of park than that. But from a scale standpoint, probably that's the closest in size to what we've got going.
Okay, so somewhere between Scissortail Park and the Gathering Place is kind of what we're looking at, but a different concept.
That's right, yes.
So tell me about a little bit about, you know, the community vision behind this. This is obviously Edmond is a growing little town. It's trying to get through its growing pains, trying to figure out how to grow into the one of the largest suburbs of Oklahoma City, and really, really be able to maintain people coming and seeing places. Obviously, Route 66 is a great thing, 100 years this year. So tell me a little bit about what the community vision is for this.
Sure. Well, so while the park lives in Edmond, this is actually a park that's going to attract people from about 300 miles in every direction, with really strong economic impact about 50 miles in every direction. So this is, you know, there's only probably 10 or 15 parks like this in the entire country. So what we're building is incredibly unique. We have an opportunity here to bring world-class art, combine it with Oklahoma's beautiful landscape and our wonderful hospitality. So, you know, again, while it's a park that lives in Edmond, this is a place that's going to be incredibly impactful for, you know, the greater Oklahoma City metropolitan area, central Oklahoma, and our state.
So looking at this being on Route 66, And a crucial part. I mean, right now, Route 66 is the darling and all that. So tell me a little bit about what it feels like to create something right now when that synergy is going and that attention is along the history of Route 66.
Well, we're having a lot of fun leaning into that. So first of all, I'll talk about the vibe of the park is both peaceful and playful with a hint of nostalgia at every feature. And so I just want to let me paint a little picture about what people can expect. Because like I talked about, while we'll open with about 70 world-class sculptures, and that's from artists international, national, and local, we'll continue to grow that collection over time. But I bring up the nostalgia in every feature just because that really is a nod to Route 66 itself. You know, I anticipate we'll probably have, once the park is fully open and programmed, we'll probably have about 1 million annual visitors. 200,000 of those are travelers along Route 66. The park itself is going to be Oklahoma's largest free family destination along Route 66 once it opens. As far as that nostalgia that I mentioned, you know, we're going to have a 3-acre children's playground. In that children's playground, that nostalgic feature is more of a nature-based play, jumping off boulders, climbing through logs. We'll have an off-leash dog park, so dog-friendly park, but on-leash when they're not in the off-leash area. We'll have an athletic field with sand volleyball and horseshoe pits. We want people to be able to come out and fish. It's catch and release, but we've got 3 beautiful ponds that we're partnering with the Department of Wildlife and Conservation on so people can come and fish. The landscape out there, the topography is really incredible. Formerly, it was an Arabian horse farm since the 1960s. So we've got this beautiful rolling landscape. We've got 13 wooded acres that people will be able to hike in the woods on the north side, and there'll be an art surprise around every corner. So it's really going to be a place where you can go out and spend an hour, spend an entire day, and just enjoy all the art, nature, and play that there is at the park.
See, you hit me on one of my spots, and I'm getting too old to play sand volleyball, but that sounded fun. right now my addiction is pickleball, so I gotta be.
There was pickleball actually in the original plans for the park. We've taken that out. We just thought, you know, pickleball is an amazing sport, but
it's not nature based.
We wanted peaceful to be part of this.
Oh, you're not peaceful at pickleball. You're not peaceful at, if you're playing pickleball right, you're talking the trash. So we're speaking with Melissa Pepper, who is the executive director of the Uncommon Ground Sculpture Park that's being built in Edmond. And it's, I got a feeling this is going to be a great, great place to go, spend a lot of time, just out and about and doing things. But there's also the selfie aspect or taking the pictures and things like that. And you guys have a special feature that looks like it's probably going to be what's going to get featured a lot. And it's going to also provide some great views.
Yes, for those that drive by now, so you're going to actually start to see, I like to say, the park blooming. A lot of our facilities are coming up. And Jason, we're going to have 5 facilities out there. So we're going to have a stage within an event lawn. And I'll mention on that stage in the event lawn, you know, it's large enough to really have about 3,000 lawn chairs out there for an event or a movie night. So this is going to be a place where we can have a lot of different program. And I want to mention, you know, our mission for the park is to connect people of all ages to the virtues of art, nature, and play. But kind of an unofficial submission is to be a live billboard for the other arts and culture and public attraction spaces throughout central Oklahoma. I'm going to give you an example in our Welcome Center. There's some space that's dedicated to those arts, culture, and public attraction spaces to promote what they have going on. So let's say you're in town for the 28 Olympics and you've never been to Oklahoma before and you're walking through. Maybe you see a maquette of a chuhuli and they say, oh my gosh, that's at the Museum of Art. Or maybe there's a picture of new baby red pandas and that's at the zoo. You know, we've got to check it out.
Okay.
But the topic that you're mentioning is our Route 66 Eagle's Nest.
Yes.
So what you do, this is made out of oil and gas pipe, mm-hmm. Okay, as a nod to our state's largest industry. You climb to the base of the basket at 37 feet, and you look out, and you get these expansive views of Route 66. My very favorite part about this, though, is we're partnering with the schools, and this is going to be a third-grade field trip destination. That's the year our kiddos learn Oklahoma history.
Oh, that's very cool. So, opening up in 2027?
In November of 2027.
All right. Melissa Pepper, thank you so much. I'm sorry we're running out of time, but thank you so much for coming in and tell us about the Uncommon Ground Sculpture Park coming up in Edmond.
Thank you. Can't wait to have you out.
All right. Coming up next here on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, we got Brian Kilmeade. Eric Erickson takes over at 11. Dana Lash makes you laugh at 2. And Lee Matthews takes you home with the drive at 4. Aaron Brillback back to Monday morning, bright and early, 7 a.m. Join them on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo B. Craft. A woman was shot Thursday morning during a struggle over a...